Moonstruck. This song is absolutely terrible. Hello and welcome everybody to the Hockey Rant with David Stearns. This is David Stearns. I decided to pick the worst possible song to throw in here to intro me this time. So, how about that? Metro Station Shake It, One Hit Wonder. Nobody knows what happened to these guys, and nobody particularly cares. So, and you know, everybody thought the same thing about me. You know, I come on here for a little bit and then I just disappear for a while. So, here I am again. I've taken a bit of a break from things. I went a little bit on hiatus. And here we are. Yeah, there you go. That's all you gotta do is just come up with lyrics and repeat them over and over and suddenly you're famous. I love it. So I hope they made a good mint on that song because I haven't heard anything from them since. So, anyway, I gotta get my train of thought going here. So, anyway, let's just throw on some background music. There we go. So, anyway, yeah, I've taken a little bit of time off and, you know, trying to get my life in order down here in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. You know, a couple of seasons have passed. I mean, I've been in and out and kind of making all these promises in the last couple of podcasts, but, you know, things do come up. But recently, a lot of things have changed. For the last couple of seasons, I've been calling games for the UMBC Retrievers, and that's going to be changed now. I'm going to be calling a limited schedule with them, and that may change as well, depending on the circumstances. With this new gig with the Washington Junior Nationals team out of Laurel, Maryland, UMBC has changed their home rink from Piney Orchard Ice Arena in Odenton, Maryland, up to the Reisterstown Sportsplex in Reisterstown, Maryland. So we're going to take a look and see how this is going to work out. I haven't called a game for them yet this season. Their first game will be coming up Saturday against Georgetown University's club team. So we're going to kind of test it out and see how it works out. You know, we got the Junior Nats up in Laurel, Maryland at the Gardens Ice House. You can catch all that action on fasthockey.com and ustream.tv. And by all means, come on out to the rink if you are local to the D.C. area or Northern Virginia or Maryland in those parts. We're going to be broadcasting 24 home games for the Junior A team, I believe. But I think that's the right number. And also, we're going to have some overlap. Well, not overlap, but back-to-back games between... We're going to have back-to-back games where the A team will play from the AJHL, the Atlantic Junior Hockey League, and then the Metropolitan Junior Hockey League, which is the B team. So if you want, take a look. If you want more details on my hockey ventures, it's juniornats.org. That's JRNATS.org. Check out all the information there. UMBC Ice Hockey for the other stuff, too, if you want to see how that's going. Not sure what the broadcast schedule is going to look like for them this year, but I'll keep everyone posted. But, you know, the 2011-2012 season's right upon us for the NHL, and, you know, I'm really excited about this coming season. We get the annual traditions coming up here, of course, starting with the NHL premiere out in, you know, Europe, of course. L.A. and Anaheim are in it this year, along with Buffalo and the New York Rangers. And Anaheim and Los Angeles are no strangers to this. They've actually gone out to London a few years back. I believe it was the year after. Yeah, it was 2008, the year after the Anaheim Ducks won the Cup, and they played at the O2 Arena in London. So they're going to be starting off things. Oh, God. I can't think. Let's see. I think Helsinki's in the mix. Mannheim, Germany is in the mix as far as hosting cities. So as far as the premiere goes, it's kind of all over the place in Europe, but, you know, it should be interesting. Speaking of which, Teemu Selanne will be coming back for the Ducks. What a fitting tribute, as he will be playing in Finland. Just go to NHL.com. There's some interesting stuff about that, you know, with the lead up and everything. But yeah, as we go through, we got the premiere coming up, and we got, of course, the regular season starting up this Thursday, October 6th. Opening games, of course. Well, we still got some preseason games where we got Anaheim versus Jokerit and Okerit. I don't know if the J is silent, but I'm terrible. I'm not exactly Eastern European, but Los Angeles is playing against Hamburg and Buffalo against Mannheim. And, of course, the regular season is going to start with Boston and Philadelphia. Boston, of course, hosting Philadelphia. This is turning into a rivalry that's never going to go away, as it seems, between Boston and Philly. It's been hilarious the last few years, but Boston got the last laugh this past year, and the year before that it was Philadelphia. But regardless, Montreal and Toronto will also be playing. Pittsburgh and Vancouver, Anaheim and Buffalo, of course, will be starting out the Friday games at 1 p.m. overseas. And New York Rangers will be hosted by the Los Angeles Kings. So those will be the early games at 1 o'clock over in Europe. So there you go. That's about it with that. So funny enough, as I think about this, you know, the Sabres went, well, so far they've gone like 4-1-1, I believe. Yes, 4-1-1. Thus far in the preseason, you know, my team, Buffalo Sabres. It's kind of funny. The first night I call a Junior Nats game Junior Nats hockey game down in the DMV, as they call it, not the Department of Motor Vehicles, but District Maryland and Virginia area. Buffalo was in town and they lost and gave Washington their first win of the entire preseason. So, irony right there, folks. Irony. I was going to get tickets, but first gig with Junior Nats, can't pass that up. But anyway, there's a lot of things I could talk about, but I'm going to keep it brief, as I'm just going to give out my preseason predictions on things for this upcoming season. So, you know, I posted up on my fantasy hockey board for my Keepers League with some buddies of mine, and I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right out what I posted with them. This year, you know, I kind of went out left field, started picking some random kind of out of nowhere things. You know, I think it's going to be more about luck this year. It's not going to be so much about statistics and who's got the best forwards, the best combination of forwards on a team. I honestly think that when you put it into perspective, it's not going to come down to who's got the best forwards up front, who's got the best defensive combinations. I think it's all going to come down to the luck of the draw this year, so that's why I just kind of went with my gut. So as I take a look at my posted predictions, which pretty much everybody's going to, like, judge me for. Actually, I can't even find the posting, which is... here we go. Right in front of my eyes. Yeah, it's been a while, folks, and I do apologize for the wait on the show, and thank you. I've got numerous subscriptions still to this blog, and I do get the stats, you know, constantly having some feeds download from time to time, which is great. Thank you all for your listenership, and I'm going to try to bring a John Baranowski or some other guests, hockey fanatics that I've worked with in the past. John Baranowski, of course, working with me at the Hockey Rant, the Hockey Week in Review in Erie, Pennsylvania, TV show that lasted all about a year that I was up there, and I took off and hightailed it to D.C. So we're going to bring him on board. So here's my picks here. Okay, so let's get this out here so I don't waste any more of your time. Eastern Conference, I'm calling New Jersey to finish in first, Buffalo in second, Washington in third. Of course, Atlantic, Northeast, and Southeast winners right in a row. The fourth place spot's going to go to the Northeast Boston Bruins. Five's going to go to the Atlantic's Pittsburgh. And six is going to go to Philadelphia, seven is going to go to Tampa Bay, and eight will be going to Montreal. Yes, the Rangers, Islanders, Maple Leafs, Senators, Panthers, Hurricanes, and the Jets will all miss the playoffs. Moving over to the West. One, Chicago out of the Central. Two, San Jose out of the Pacific. Three, Vancouver out of the Northwest. Four, Central's Detroit. Five, Minnesota Wild out of the Northwest. Six, Anaheim out of the Pacific. Seven, Los Angeles out of the Pacific. And eight, to round things out, Nashville out of the Central. So there you go. St. Louis, Columbus, Edmonton, Calgary, Colorado, Dallas, and Phoenix will all miss the playoffs this coming year out of the West. And as we break down the playoffs and the quarters in the Eastern Conference, we're going to have Montreal over New Jersey, Buffalo over Tampa Bay, Philadelphia over Washington, Pittsburgh over Boston. And then over in the West, we're going to have Chicago over Nashville, Los Angeles over San Jose, Vancouver over Anaheim, and Minnesota over Detroit. Now back over in the East, it's going to be Buffalo over Montreal, Philadelphia over Pittsburgh, and then in the conference finals, it's going to be, well, actually, I'm going to keep going with the order I had going here. Over in the West, it's going to be Chicago over Los Angeles, Minnesota over Vancouver in those semis. Then conference finals over the East. Buffalo will defeat Philadelphia. Yes, they're going to get some revenge from last year's surprising exit in the first round. And then over in the West, it's going to be Chicago over Minnesota. And the Stanley Cup Finals, it's going to be Buffalo and Chicago. It's going to be a flip-a-coin situation, but I'm going to give the edge to my Sabres. They have made a lot of improvements in the offseason, and they have the new ownership with Terry Pegula, who has a lot of energy, a lot of support for the general manager to do whatever is necessary in order to get a Stanley Cup into Buffalo. And, you know, it may not be exactly this year. So, I mean, if you know my history and if you've been following the show for the last 4 years, you'll know that I've always called the conference finals losers to go on to the Stanley Cup finals. So, I mean, for all we know, we could be looking at Minnesota versus Philadelphia. So, but I'm calling Buffalo and Chicago to go ahead and square off in the Stanley Cup Finals, and Sabres. I'm seeing them come out on top here. Ryan Miller, strong goaltender. Ville Leino, a strong forward who's going to transition over from the wing over into center. You know, we had his history back in the juniors. He had some center experience, so we're going to see Lindy Ruff and the staff put him in the center role, and we're going to probably see him at either first or second line center, alternating out with Derek Roy. So, that being said, we also have some strong defense with Christian Ehrhoff, Robin Regier, and the returners. I mean, Andre Sekera, he's got some room for improvement, and he'll come along. And so we got some good mixture of other players in there, like the up-and-comings, like Andre Grignani, who is a player that's been in the system for the Sabres for a while. I think he's going to get a starting role. And then also up front, we might have a center like Luke Adam coming to the fold as a third or second liner. So we're not sure. Actually, he'd probably fit as a third or fourth, rather. So we're going to take a look and see what the Sabres do. I mean, I think they got the best depth in the NHL right now. But then again, maybe that's just some bias there. But that's just kind of my personal feeling. I think they have the most energy and the most backing right now as far as fan support and excitement in the organization due to this new ownership, because they have an owner that is very involved with the franchise. So, okay, call me a homer. Yes, go ahead. Just do it. Call me homer. So, that's it. I'm just going to give you the standings today. I'm going to cut it off here. There's plenty I could talk about. Yes, I know Brendan Shanahan's been all over with suspensions. We already see, like, there's tons, you know. And there's also been some no suspensions, according to, you know, Shanahan. So there's been a couple, like the hit that we witnessed by Ryan Malone on Chris Campoli. So there's a lot of debate on, you know, hits to the head and everything, and some blindside hits. And what it all comes down to is, you know, just the players are asking for concussion-proof helmets now, because, you know, the game's getting more physical and it's getting a lot faster. So the game has evolved into, you know, the category in which, you know, we can also look at the NFL with the helmet and football. I'm just gonna cut it off here, because that's a topic that I can spend 20 minutes ranting on about. So there you have it. Those are my preseason predictions. I thought I'd rather just get those out before October 6th rolled around. So there you have it. This has been David Stearns with the Hockey Rant. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And as always, don't stop believing and keep listening.